Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the 1-2 count for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Knitting Company serving our communities in Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we talk with Tanya Poole, new director of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce.
Let's start with a little bit about you, where you're from.
Well, I'm from this area. I grew up just north of Wellman. Went to the Mid Prairie School District, K through 12. So I'm an alumni here. Have family in the area, and my mom has a business here in Kelowna that was started with my great grandparents, actually. So I'm familiar a little bit from the business side of things here in Kelowna, the chamber.
And as chamber director, what made that position stand out to you as something that you wanted to do? That's, I imagine, not for everybody.
Maybe not. I don't know why not, because who wouldn't like getting to get to know customers, seeing visitors and tourists come in that have interest in our community. So it's like a great chance to brag about our businesses and the uniqueness of the Kelowna community, our culture and the people. This community is unique. It's a little more laid back than a lot of other areas, and there's a draw for that. It's kind of nice to have a platform to share that, and the businesses make it what it is as well. And so being able to support them to keep things going the best that we can.
What in the short time you've done this surprised you most, or maybe you didn't know about the position? I suppose there's things that people assume, and then there's other things that maybe we don't know that this position is involved in.
I think probably what surprises me the most is how many people are involved. It is a very integrated organization that the chamber is, because there are so many different businesses, and you've got service side, you have rural members, you've got people right here downtown in retail. So there's a lot of different perspectives and people that kind of come together to make it what it is and involve behind the scenes with the committees and getting things done. They're very active, trying new things. And so I'm just really surprised with how much is done behind the scenes and how many people come together to make this work.
What is the day-to-day like?
So far, very busy. Some people may know there has been a lot of inconsistency in the Kelowna Chamber over the last several years. And so there's been great ideas, things tried, things done, but because so many hands have been on it and then left, it's been a bit of a struggle to know where to start now. So I'm kind of going through trying to get a little backbone laid there so we can move forward a little bit easier. But we're also right in the middle of the busiest season of the year with the chamber, with Kelowna Days coming up and preparing for State Fair in August. On top of trying to get some underlying structure, we've got to hit the ground running for these events that are right before us.
What would you say are the main goals of the position?
To bring clarity and support to the businesses. We love having the visitors and the tourists come in, but the businesses need to continue to thrive and be strong to continue to meet that need. So it really starts with that supporting of the businesses to move forward.
With undertaking this, I imagine you had some goals that personally you wanted to put your own touches on the chamber and the position. What were some of those things that you came in with ideas of?
Coming in, I probably started to think about that more business relationship focus. It's easy to think about the tourists because that's what we see. So my goal was to strengthen that relationship, to find out what are the needs of the businesses. Do we know what those needs are, and what can we do to meet them? There are luncheons that we used to do in the past and newsletters and things that have kind of fallen to the wayside. So that's also something on our radar to bring back that I am excited and looking forward to providing those luncheons again for our members. Those can be informative and educational meeting. It's an opportunity to meet those needs that we find.
What has you most excited?
There's definitely like room to grow. Our byway tours are really unique. We take a mini bus twice a day out into some of the local businesses. And I think there's great potential there. even to do some specialty tours. I would just love to see those tours get booked, that we have to add another one, or that we might have, even though it's a seasonal option, that even within that, whether it's during the cider press or specialty things to add to that to expand on our byway tours, it kind of is an up close and personal view of that Amish community and culture.
That was Tanya Poole, new director of the Kelowna Chamber of Commerce, joining us on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulan with KCII News.